blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory. Glory divine. And I'm an herald of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit. I do walk, yet his blood. This is my story, and this is my song. I'm praising my Savior. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. And this is my song. I'm praise my Savior all day long. This is my song. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. Even though I'm a child, I'm praising my Savior. All the day long.
I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Help me grow. Said I'm down here waiting at the river. Will you come for Jesus? Oh, Lord. Said I'm don't want me to crawl. No. Lord, no, said don't want me to crawl. I said I'm down here waiting. Will you come, Lord? Yes, sir, Lord. I said if you don't come, if you don't come, you don't come to my rest. If you don't come, you don't come to my rest. If you don't come, Lord, don't come to my rest. If you don't come, you don't come to my rest. I don't know what I would do. You don't come to my rest. I can't even speak, Lord, you don't come to my rest. I can't even wave my hand, don't come to my rest. If you don't come, you don't come to my rest. I can't even sing, Lord, come to my rest. If you don't come, you don't come to my rest. If you don't come, Lord, come to my light, and you don't come to my rescue. I need you, Lord, you don't come to my rescue. I'm waiting on you, Lord, you don't come to my rescue. If you don't come, you don't come to my rescue. If you don't come, you don't come to my rest. If you don't come, you don't come to my rest. You, if I be, you don't come to my rescue, I be lost.
The Lord come to your rescue. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, if you don't come, we're going to be lost. Yeah. And you ain't got to worry about that. He'll be there. All you got to do is call him, and he'll be right there. Give honor and glory to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time on this 155th day of the year. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I'm still here. Yeah. He could have left us yesterday, but he brought us into today. Because this is the day the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad that you're in this day. Hallelujah. Today is God's day. Now you got an invitation for the time you're here. I don't know how long your invitation may last. Amen. But you're here now. Amen. And we will rejoice now for the now. And it's always the now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Always now. You can't go ahead of it. You can't go back behind it. You're just in now. It was now when I stood up, and it's still now. Hallelujah. So we give glory to God to all that. Praise God. To all the preachers in the house, and all the deacons and mothers in the house, all other officers of the house of God, and to everybody else who don't have one of those names I called, you are included as well. Everybody is special. Everybody is precious. Everybody is somebody. And everybody look good. And because God made you that way. He made you to please him and not us. And he said he made everything beautiful in his time. Hallelujah. So we're not going to dispute that, because that's the highest authority you can get. That's God Almighty. He's got happy June babies we got in the house. Hallelujah. All the June babies stand. Hallelujah, a lot of you. Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. May God continue to bless you. Happy birthday to you. On the book of Luke. Tenth chapter. Verse 31. We'll get started there. Luke 10, verse 31, we'll get started there. In the name of Jesus, we stand in your spiritual man, the man, physical man, and that you anoint us for this task. In the name of Jesus, I'm carrying your word to your people. Anoint our hearts and our minds and our ears that we might receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are we there? Okay. I think I heard that side. People on this side, you there? Okay. Luke 10. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came there where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And when he went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. I want to talk to you for a little while today from the thought, a compassionate man. A compassionate man. We don't like to do things that seem to be compassionate, because some people take it as a sign of weakness, but this is a sign of strength, that you can overcome the enemy that speaks to you to do otherwise and do what is right. We need more compassionate men and women to do what the Lord has called us to do. In fact, the life that he called us to is a life that's supposed to be filled with compassion, because we are looking to share somebody a word from the Lord that will turn their lives around and cause them to be saved. A compassionate man. We don't have much time here, so we're going to go on and let the Lord do what the Lord wants to do. We're in our Monday service. And though the topic may be directed at men, it's also you. Because the word says, what I say unto one, I say unto all. So nobody has an scapegoat, you know, because everybody got to do the same thing. And there's only one way to get to heaven, and that is to be low and humble. To be compassionate is really to be a person who loves. Compassion is love. And love is the key to salvation. Love is the key to doing the will of God. Because without love, some of us, if not most of us, fall short of his kingdom. And love will cause us to deny ourselves and take that cross up to follow Christ. Jesus had been teaching and talking to his disciples right after they had gone on a mission and came back and found that they had power over the devil. And they came rejoicing that they had it. And so Jesus was letting them know that they have something that kings and other high place people desire to know, but had not yet known it. And at the end of his message with them, he turned into his disciples and whispered to them, saying that many kings and things have this desire to do this. And the words are a certain lawyer. He didn't name his nationality, didn't name who he was. So the certain lawyer could be you and me. So stood up and questioned Jesus, tempting him. Wanted to know, what must he do to inherit eternal life? You know, sometimes people just ask you questions just to ask it, to see where you're going. They ain't really looking for no answer. Their mind is already made up as to what they're going to do anyway. So Jesus said to him, what does the scripture say? How readest thou? And he said, the Lord, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy strength, all thy mind, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And so Jesus said, you said it right. Now go and do likewise, and you shall live. And now he goes and asks another question. He got the answer he asked for, but now he wants to tear it apart. He said, who is my neighbor? Okay. It's not just the person that stay on the right and left side of you, in front of you or behind you. That's your neighbor. But I guess he was looking for that kind of answer. Jesus said unto him, a certain man, that certain man again could be you, all right, went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, Jerusalem was up in the mountains, Jericho down in the coastland. And the road down from Jerusalem to Jericho was a winding road with many places that people could hide. And hallelujah, hallelujah, he got compassion for everybody, because while we were yet sinners, he died for us. That is compassion. Somebody said, that's love. That's love. Hallelujah. Yeah. A man with compassion. Hallelujah. How many men we got now got compassion? Hallelujah. I ain't asking you to raise your hand. But you need to set yourself. And see if you've got the compassion that the word calls for you to have. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you got to deny self. He is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This man says no greater love than a man has than the one that laid down his life for his friend. This man, his name is Jesus. Jesus, he will come down. Finally, you have dead. He comes to your rescue. One day, you on death row, but Jesus can't be rescued.
Nope.
It's not. The real perpetrator is not the person that you are dealing with. It is the devil that is your perpetrator. You don't sin, he gets away scot-free. And everybody else becomes the victim. Okay. And you beat up, knocked down, cut up, and left half dead. Because you misinterpret who's doing the deed. You got to remember what Jesus said when he was on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Gospel invitation is extended.